Terry, since the last time we talked, the Indians have totally turned things around. They were waiting for this switch to be turned on, and apparently it has.
It has, and the switch's name is Edwin Encarnacion.
Finally.
Finally. And we can see when this guy gets hot, he sizzles. And yeah. He burns. And, you know, Terry Francona, the manager, was saying for quite a while, you know, he can carry your team for a couple of weeks. Mm. And it's not only this, he starts to hit. And also Jose Ramirez is really hitting.
Yeah.
Some of these other guys are really hitting. It's just like in the middle of the lineup, remember in the old days when Albert Bell was here, Jim Thome was here, they would get hot and it seemed like the other bats would go with them.
Uh-huh.
And even last year there were moments when Mike Napoli had like a real good 2 weeks and, you know, the Cavs would get hot. So, I'm sorry, the Indians would get hot. So the fun thing there is that, look, we didn't know Encarnacion.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes here, and for about 6 weeks, it looks like he could roll the ball up there, and he couldn't hit it past the pitcher's mound, right? I mean, he could just look terrible.
Right.
I remember he stared at pitches on the outside corner as if he's never seen a fastball or slider on the outside corner in his life. And this just shows the whole human element of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's a guy, he's 34 years old, he's played in the big leagues 12 years or whatever. He was nervous.
Oh, is that what it was, you think?
He'd come right down to it. He wanted to make a good first impression. Huh. He signed contracts before, but he never was like the prime free agent, the highest paid player on his team. And I think, you know, the old thing, I want to make a good first impression. So now he's just trying to belt the ball all over the place, and he's striking out and guessing wrong. And the weird thing is, and even these guys have spent their whole life studying baseball, they can't tell you when it's going to kick in.
Wow.
They don't know.
Though there was a defining moment. It certainly has. You just like he's a different player.
And it just kept going and going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what made it difficult, too, is Encarnacion's a very quiet man.
Mm.
So, I mean, I started him. Well, it looks like he doesn't care.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, because he isn't showing emotion. You see him smashing batting helmets or,
right. No
or
frustration.
Whatever. You know, even at face, he doesn't, like Albert Bell used to like seethe at the plate, just stare at the pitcher like he wanted to kill him. Or, you know, Napoli was had a very mm-hmm. emotional mm-hmm. thing. This guy is like, you know, almost like Corey Kluber, of course, is the same way pitching. He's like right. a robot. You know, yeah. there's nothing.
Right.
But you could see, too, was a whole lot of emotion when he keeps hitting the ball 450 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit one ball was a home run. They called a foul over the foul line because it was too far. They couldn't track it on the instant replay.
So, my goodness.
I mean, these balls that he's hitting, they're like Jim Thome-like. They've been going to the second level of trees and everything else. And this is, I mean, this is when they sat there in the offseason. Chris Antonetti with Paul Dolan, the owner, and Terry Francona and Mike Chernoff said, we want to capitalize on what happened last year to the World Series. That meant we have to add a significant player.
Yeah.
Who can it be? And Antonetti and Chernoff, the two front office guys, put together this whole offer business proposal for Dolan, which asked him to spend the $20 million a year for the next 3 years on a player who's going to be mostly a DH. And this is probably going to put you into deficit spending, at least for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolan green-lighted it. And then if you're Antonetti and Chernoff, you watch this guy for the first 6 weeks.
You're going, what did we do?
You're going, oh, great. Yeah, we just signed the next Aaron Cunningham or Shelley Duncan or whatever guy that you've seen, you know.
Right.
And running through the back of every general manager's mind
mm-hmm.
are big-name free agents who signed contracts somewhere else and immediately flopped and stay flopped.
Yeah, exactly.
So I could tell you the biggest sigh of relief comes from the Cleveland front office right now. Is, you know, you're sitting there with Paul Dolan saying, oh, don't worry, Paul, he's going to hit. He's going to hit.
Right.
Well, I hope he hits. And remember, Francona even dropped him out of the cleanup spot.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah,
and he put Santana batting fourth, and he wasn't hitting either.
Well, the good thing about it, I mean, a six-game winning streak, streaks like this in the Central Division really help.
Yes, because especially like when they went into Minnesota, they were two games behind the Twins.
Right.
And Francona played this a little bit like he did the playoffs. If you know, starters won four innings, he went to the bullpen right away.
Okay.
I think what he wanted to do is get his team back playing what he calls that edge, you know, that playoff edge. because they had it most of the last year. Started in June last year. Uh-huh. They had the 14-game winning streak and things. And and a lot of that was against Central Division opponents where you were able to distance yourself. Because he had been telling his team, because he told us what he told us. He goes, you know, sooner or later, somebody in Central Division is going to run away and hide.
Yeah.
He goes, it better be us. Because if not, we're going to be chasing somebody all summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he wanted to do that in Minnesota, where they won 4 straight over the Twins, to get those guys going in the right direction. And, you know, they really did. And so that's exciting, you know, from my mind, to see that they how they played that way. But I'll tell you this, Amanda. You go down to this. It was Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah.
That's who got it going.
And it's about time.
It's
I'll
about
say
time.
That.
And now suddenly he's going, yeah, we all knew he was going to hit.
Yeah, well, it's exciting. Let's see how long he can ride this wave, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, look, the last 5 years, he's averaged 39 homers and 110 RBIs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really consistent, and those are big-time numbers, so hopefully he'll do it again.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome, Amanda.